We had a great season. I'm super proud of the kids. We had two meets. We had a home meet here in Petersburg on the 17th of September. And a couple teams came to that. Ketchikan, Schoenbard Middle School came here to run. And also Stikeen Middle School from Wrangell. Those two schools. And Petersburg's girls team took first place, 30 points for the girls team. Schoenbard of Ketchikan was next at 35, and then Stikeen Middle School at 64. Oh, there was also a Ketchikan Charter School came as well, and they were fourth with 115, and that's for the girls' results. For the boys' team, Schoenbard took first at the Petersburg meet with 26 points. Mitkoff Middle School, second place boys, 32 points. Stikeen Middle School, 79, and Ketchikan Charter, fourth at 109. Just in individual results, if I could, in that meet, for the boys' team, Tyler Ward, our top runner, coming in third place in a time of 13 minutes and 24 seconds, followed closely by Ben Candle in fourth place, Calder Heyer in sixth, Nolan Lutomsky in ninth, and Landon Odegaard in 10th. And we had a whole long list of boys behind that. Some of them running their first race at the 2 mile distance. Everyone did super great, and just proud of them that they could run the distance. And some of them were super fast. Some of them really surprised themselves too and came up with some times they didn't expect. On the girls' side of things, at the local meet, Abby Warhatch took the top spot for Petersburg with a time of 15:50. Also followed by Maria Toth in fourth place with a time of 15:53. And Zia Hulebeck, a new runner for us this year, at 16:12, came in sixth place. Cadence Flint in seventh, and Ariel Tucker in 10th. And a couple more girls as well, rounding out the roster there. So super proud of both teams for that local meet. It was a good race, 2 mile distance on Hungry Point Trail, and the kids did great. A lot of local help to make that happen. Then, so we had one travel trip this year, which we were super excited that we got to go travel somewhere. It was kind of a question when we first started the season. This year we went to Haines for the first time ever and ran up there. We ran against Juneau and Skagway and Haines. And a little bit of the results from that. It was a great trip, pretty much on the ferry the entire weekend. Matanuska on the way up, Matanuska on the way back through Sitka. So, we just travel with the 7th and 8th graders. The 6th graders stay home. And so we had 22 boys and girls, 7th and 8th graders, making that trip. We got off the ferry on Saturday, the 24th. The race happened, and we ran just immediately the minute we got to Haines School. So the girls got off the bus. We're like, all right, the race is happening. We need you to suit up. And we ran out there and didn't even really know the course or anything. It was a little bit confusing, but it was a shorter course than the 2 miles that we do here. It was probably closer to 1.8 miles, like a 3 kilometer course, and a little bit flatter. So as a result, all our Petersburg runners had very fast times compared to what they did here. A lot of minutes knocked off from the Petersburg meet. And just to go through the results, the girls again took first place. Mitkoff Middle School girls coming in first, beating Juneau, Haines, and Skagway with the team scores. Petersburg girls scored 29 points, Juneau in second with 32, Haines next with 64, and then Skagway with 160. And then for the boys, Petersburg boys again took second place with Juneau taking first in the Haines meet, 27 points for them. Mitkoff Middle School came in second with 41. Haines next at 105 points in third place, and Skagway at 107. And I would like to point out the girls' team this year undefeated with those two wins. So that's great. And we beat the big schools, you know, Juneau and Ketchikan. So super proud of them for that finish. Great run by both the boys and girls. Super proud of the team. They did awesome. It was fun to have them running this year, and I hope they think about running again next year. That we lose a big group of eighth graders to graduation, and hoping a lot of them or all of them go on to run for the high school team. For the sixth and seventh graders, I know they're excited to compete again next year, so look forward to that.